Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. Paid for by AARP.
Well, the holidays have come and gone. For Christmas, that is, leaving behind a lingering scent of pine needles and a melancholy feeling as the decorations are packed away. However, the discarded Christmas tree, once a centerpiece of joy and festivity, is about to embark on a new life far from the confines of the living room. Gary Crawford with USDA tells us more.
Seems like it was no time at all since we first started singing that song, but now the holidays are starting to wind down. And soon it'll be time to take down that old Christmas tree. Oh yes, always a sad task for me. It's like losing a friend. But in most cases, that real tree is going to be reincarnated to yet another even more useful life. Now, 10 years ago, those trees got picked up and put into the garbage dump, and that was it. But not today.
Most cities and municipalities will have curbside pickup of real Christmas trees, and they'll take those and they'll chop them up for mulch or make some use of them like that.
But Kansas State University forester Charlie Barton tells me besides just putting the tree out to be picked up,
there's several good ways you can use an old Christmas tree.
So here are a few of those good ways. First, Charlie says at his house.
What we do is we quite often will take a leftover tree and tie it up to the corner of the deck right near our bird feeder. And so it gives a place for the birds to perch and to get out of the wind on a cold night.
There's one use for that old tree that Charlie Barton does not recommend, and that's burning it in the fireplace.
That can be dangerous with the pitch pockets and the moisture in the tree. It can make little explosions and send sparks across the room.
Or shoot live embers into and out of the chimney, possibly starting a fire. Not the best way to say so long to that beautiful Christmas tree. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
There are several places around the state that you can recycle your Christmas tree. Christmas trees around the Oklahoma City area can be dropped off in Mitch Park by January the 17th of this year. We've also got places in Blanchard, Choctaw, Dell City, Midwest City, Moore, Newcastle, Stillwater, and more. You can find all the locations with all of the information at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged for the year. Extreme drought or worse also at zero. That's unchanged since the week of October the 29th. Severe drought or worse conditions decreased to 0.59%, which is down from last week's 1.85. Moderate drought now at 11.54, also down from last week's 11.89. Abnormally dry or worse conditions decreased to 43.22%, down from last week's 43.97. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the whole state of Oklahoma leaning around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through January the 4th. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 14th at Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.